Colonel Smiley, Regal 7. How did the two opposing sides compare with each other, militarily speaking, in the Yemen?
Well, the opponents were more Egyptians. There was a the thing is that it was Republicans versus Royalists, roughly speaking, but the Republicans were supported with up to 80,000 Egyptian soldiers. And very roughly, how they compared, as in many guerrilla cases, the men on the plains and in the towns were far more efficient with vehicles and technical things, signals and so on, whereas the men in the mountains were much the better fighters. Because in most countries, I've found in my experience, the men from the mountains are always better soldiers than the men from the plains. That goes well almost any country I've been in. And the plainsmen, most of the Republicans were men from the plains, but they were supported by so many Egyptians that they kept control of all the main roads and the big towns, whereas the Royalists had control of all the mountains, which the Egyptians every now and then tried to come up unsuccessfully. We, on the other hand, went down and cut roads and mined them and ambushed and captured quite a few towns as well. But in the long run, it all came to an end with a sort of compromise peace. What really happened at the 6th day, Nasser was losing quite a lot of troops. I mean, we were killing a lot of Egyptians, and Nasser was losing face. But luckily, when the Israelis attacked, I think this would be the 6th day war, Nasser had an excuse to withdraw all his troops from the Yemen to go and defend Egypt against the Israelis, which he did. And then the Saudis imposed a sort of compromise peace between the Republicans and the Royalists. The Imam himself got the sack, which wasn't surprising because he was an alcoholic and he wasn't really a suitable leader. But a lot of the Royalist leaders got jobs in the new... Most of the Walis, who are the sort of government officials in the big towns, nearly all the Walis up in the mountains remained Royalist Walis, and they took one or two Royalists into the government in Sana'a. But it did become a republic rather than a... Well, I don't know what it called itself before, an imamate, I suppose. And the imam came and settled in England and became naturalised British. In fact, Maclean and Amory and myself signed the thing which... his application form for British citizenship, which he now is. He lives in Kent somewhere.
What kind of reputation did the Egyptians have in the Yemen?
Not very good. They did a lot of bombing, including gas and napalm. And they didn't have a good reputation as soldiers, because whenever they tried to get up the mountains, they were seen off. But of course, when the tribesmen came down into the plains, they were probably seen off by tanks and things themselves. But they didn't give me the impression of being very good fighters, although I'm told they can be if they're well led. But you see, there was a lot of bombing. They were equipped by the Russians. They had MiG fighters, which kept us with our heads down most of the day. We were in caves. And then they had big Tupolev bombers, four-engine bombers, which were actually flown, I believe, by Russians. And they bombed a lot. And they had a few helicopters, one of which we shot down, or two, I think. But I didn't think very much of them, frankly, as fighters.